Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We have a relationship conversation tonight. When couples break up, they often go their separate ways. Often, but not always. Sometimes they remain friends. Sometimes they remain more than friends. Is that a good idea? Does that help with closure after the end of a marriage or long-time relationship? We have two expert perspectives tonight. My guests are Monica Cope Ward, licensed clinical therapist and co-founder of the Relationship Boosters, and Tariq Omari Walton, licensed marriage and family therapist. What do you think? Should you remain friends with your ex? Can you do that? Lines are open. I want to hear from you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can certainly tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Monica and Tariq, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, Monica, let me start with you. When it comes to being friends with your ex, let us first define friends. Are we talking about friends? Or are we talking about friends?
That is very important to think about. How do you define friendship? Because people have different perspectives on what that looks like. You know, people bring in their ideas and their thoughts about a lot of different things in their relationship. So friendship is definitely one of those things. And whether you're friends with your ex or if you have any kind of friendships outside of your relationship, it can be a problem if you don't really understand what the parameters are around those relationships.
How would you define
boundaries? Mm-hmm. Boundaries. She's right on target with this about mm-hmm. the boundaries. And so when you talk about establishing friendships, when you have a platonic friendship with someone who's of the opposite sex, there are certain boundaries you just don't cross. And it has to be the same thing when you have your ex. They're your ex for a reason. And if they are your ex, you have to establish strong boundaries with them and say, okay, this is what we are doing. This is what we're not doing. If we are exes, we are no longer going to be intimately involved. If we are exes, we are probably not going out to dinner every single night. You have to create some kind of boundaries to kind of define what it means to be just friends.
Absolutely.
Do you think it is a good idea to be friends with your ex, Monica?
There are, I think, certain situations and cases where it's probably helpful to be friends, especially if you share a child together. It's important to model good adult behavior with your children and to have relationships that are healthy. So obviously, if you have a child with someone, that's a relationship that's going to continue more than likely after, you know, age 18 with that child. So setting a precedence on how you speak to that individual, how you communicate with that individual. Do you have to be friends? Not necessarily. But if your child can see you getting along with each other, then that's a good step in the right direction.
Well, I was going to say, because there's a difference between being good co-parents
right.
and being friends.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think what you have to keep in mind is when that happens, it's the plan that you put together for being co-parents, mm-hmm. you know, and what kind of time we're going to spend. Are you going to still have a key to my house so that you can come in whenever you want to? You should see Harold's face when I said that one.
Oh, my.
Made you a little uncomfortable, bro?
I've had clients
who I've had to work with on co-parenting skills, and that was one of the things. Well, I still have a key to your place so I can come and go as I need to mm-hmm. for the sake of my kids. But again, we're talking about boundaries here.
Right. You know, if you let them have a key and they, you know, have a tendency to already feel like they can just come in and out when they want, when they please, how is that going to, you know, feel to your current spouse, your primary relationship
right.
that you're trying to build, you know, trust and comfort, you know, be comfortable and be able to, you know, feel like you guys have a strong friendship yourselves.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about being friends with your ex. Is it a good idea? Does that help with closure? Do you think it is a bad idea? How do you define that friendship if you have a comment or a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Okay, so what if there are no children involved, however, you have attachments, relationships with the ex's family members?
Or even
friends. How does that work? Can it work?
That really gets really complicated, because now you're talking about things that I'm losing in addition to the relationship. Now I can no longer call your mother. No, I can no longer hang out with your sister. Now we're, you know, keeping that distance from each other that, you know, that separates everything. And is that what we really want for ourselves? How do we want to maintain those relationships if we're no longer together? And I think a lot of us, you know, we have to go through this whole grieving process because we're losing more than just a relationship. I think people actually stay in relationships longer because they don't want to lose, you know, the other relationships that are attached to that one. And so that's one thing you definitely have to take into consideration.
But how do you take that into consideration? If that is the case, do you have to have a conversation with the ex? Do you have to have a conversation with those, you know, family members?
Right. I think that it's all of those things. If you have now gotten out of that relationship, the intimate relationship with your ex, and you are moving into a new relationship with someone else, you really have to start that conversation with your current partner. And again, like Tariq was saying, the boundaries are very important, and they need to be clear. What is friendship? Going back to that question, how do you define friendship? You know, does that mean that y'all are on the phone, you go to lunch every day, you know, hang out and go to concerts and together? What does that look like? And is your partner okay with that? And if they're not, then, you know, you have to come back to the table and negotiate what the terms are with those relationships.
Mm.
And then cookouts, too. Like, if you, you know, you bring in the relatives, there may be patterns of behavior. There may be things that you are used to doing with your ex's family that feel good to you, that, you know, just feel like maybe they're family, too. Can your current partner be invited to those engagements?
Right. So, and it goes back to the whole grieving process in terms of the family, because the family's going to grieve the loss of that person too. And let it be someone that the family really, really loved and they loved having around, and now you're moving on to somebody else and they haven't had a chance to properly grieve losing that person. It's going to make it really hard to develop a new relationship with someone else when your family hasn't let go of the other person, much less you have not let go yet.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about being friends with your ex. Good idea, bad idea, what do you think? Calvin calling from Allentown. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I don't have an issue with being friends with my ex. I'm friends with all of them, whether it's my girlfriend or my ex-wife or so. But the friendship is defined to the point where, you know, at one point you could call me in the middle of the night and talk or keep me up or whatever. But then now that I'm in a relationship with someone else, you can't do that. It's, you know, may check on a person, how you doing, everything's fine, or they may call me to ask me for some help in areas of maybe maintenance on their vehicle or something like that. But I don't see that as an issue. There will be an issue with us with, you know, two people being friends.
Calvin, thank you so much. You really make a good point. And something else that he brought up, he said he's in a relationship now. Prior to that, then the ex could call and they could talk. But then when you get into a relationship, how do you establish new boundaries?
Yes.
And then that relationship stops. What if that relationship fails? Then do you drop the boundaries again?
It's a constant evolution. You know, it's not like you walk into it and it's going to be one thing all the time. When you first break up, there's going to be a period of time where you're not going to talk as often as you did. As time goes on and you begin to heal from it, and you guys get over your little grieving process, then you may be able to communicate a little bit better. When you get into another relationship, it's going to change again. It's a constant evolution. When you go in and out of relationships, you may be able to still maintain that friendship with their first ex. But with the second one, when you break up with that one, you may not. And so that's going to be a different one, too. Each and every time it's going to be different, depending on the value that you guys have in just the friendship itself and not having that intimate relationship.
But Monica, Calvin brought up another thing, too. He said that, you know, there may be a case where the ex may call and she needs, you know, for example, maintenance on the car. There may be exes that call call and they need another kind of maintenance. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go.
And let's be really honest. Sometimes those breakups are not complete. They are not black and white.
There are
shades of gray, no pun intended. And so how do you deal with the friends with benefits mm-hmm. with your ex while trying to make a clean break?
See, and I think that's really what this is all about. Like, this conversation is people get, you know, nervous when you talk about maintaining those friendships with your ex because of the intimacy or the closeness that you used to have with your ex. And that's where it becomes murky, you know, mm-hmm. where it's like, okay, you were with this person for a period of time, y'all got comfortable, and it wasn't just a friendship. It was more than a friendship at one point.
Right.
And now you're going to say that you now want to cut off all that intimacy and y'all are friends now? Okay, that's going to raise some red flags and some questions
mm-hmm.
for all the parties involved. So, yeah, I mean, people get comfortable. They realize that, you know, you used to do things for them that now you're saying you can't do. Some people are going to push the envelope on that and try their best to still stay involved with you so they can get their needs met. But we also bring needs into our relationship. So if you are not mindful about what your own needs are, just like the gentleman that said that, you know, his ex used to call him late at night, that may have felt comfortable for him. That may be a need that he has. It's important for him to understand it about himself so that he can then let his current partner know that that's something I need. I don't want to be able to be in a I don't want to be in a relationship with somebody that I can't talk to.
Mm-hmm. And the other part of that, too, mm-hmm. is remember, we're talking about maintaining boundaries. Mm-hmm. And so if they're really friends, they're going to respect your boundaries.
Right.
Everyone doesn't have your best interest at heart, especially exactly. someone you just broke up with. And so mm-hmm. they may disrespect your boundaries, but you have to keep those intact.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's one thing that people often don't do. And that's why they end up having, you know, mm-hmm. relations with them again, because they're not maintaining their own boundaries. But you have to, it's a level of respect that you have to keep for friendships.
Yes. 202-319-7810.
202-319-7810. We're talking about being friends with your ex. Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? Cheryl calling from Suitland. Thanks for calling, Cheryl. What's on your mind?
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So what do you think?
I have an ex-husband. When we divorced, my kids were young. We remained friends for the sake of the kids. My oldest will be 17. My youngest will be 16. And we are currently still friends, cordial. No friends with benefits or anything. We're just friends who talk, conversate, laugh and joke. He needs somebody to talk to. He calls me. I need somebody to talk to. Sometimes I call him. But the divorce was amicable. So it's no bad blood, no negativity. He has met my friend. And they get along very well. They talk, they laugh, they joke, everything. So it's a peaceful togetherness for everybody.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then obviously you may be the poster child for that. So, Cheryl, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Mr. T calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Mr. T, are you there? Give me a call back if you can. Let me go to Linda calling from Arlington, Virginia. Linda, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. I think a relationship with me, I married at a young age, and we had one child, and we didn't get along. We divorced, and he got remarried. Well, his wife passed on, and he's by himself now. And him and I, we talk all the time. We are the best of friends. And we have grandchildren. And I kind of like, I've been in a relationship since we divorced. However, I still feel like I'm saving myself. You know, I already know what he is. I know what, you know, I already know everything about him, what I'm dealing with or whatever. And that makes me feel a lot, you know, with everything, all these diseases and everything that's going on nowadays. And but he's it's a long distance relationship that we have. So we're pretty much, we're the best of friends now. We can sit down and we talk. We have sensible conversations.
Well, let me stop you for a minute, though, Linda. Okay, that sounds great. But you said you feel like you're saving yourself. Saving yourself for what?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm right now, it's long distance. I'm in Virginia and he's in Ohio.
Okay.
And the home, I feel like that's security for me. And my grandchildren, of course, you know, we hang together. When he comes down and visit us maybe 3 times a year.
Okay, Linda, saving yourself for what?
I know what he is. I know what he's about. We get along. I already know what I'm dealing with. And
so you're saving yourself for him?
Yes, I'm pretty much saving myself for him.
So you plan on getting back together with him?
Yes, we plan on getting back together.
I see.
And my dream was always to grow old with him, and we have our rocking chairs on the front porch.
Interesting. Real quick, because I've got to take a break, but I want to have Linda hear your response. Okay. Go ahead,
so Therese. Actually, I want to respond to Linda and Cheryl, because the thing that you have to keep in mind with both of those situations is the way that you break up. You know, Cheryl said that, you know, they had an amicable breakup. And I think when you have a situation where one person wants to leave and the other person doesn't, that's where you have to be very, very careful, because it makes it really hard for the other person to let go. And they may maintain those desires for a much longer time than they need to be. And if you keep in contact with that person, it makes it even harder for you to move on. It makes it harder for anybody else to get close to you. And so, yeah, so Linda's talking about maintaining this, you know, saving herself for him. But what is she missing by waiting for him to make a decision of what he wants to do?
Linda, I need you to hang on so that you can hear what Monica has to say about that. Also, Jada calling from Upper Marlboro, Ty calling from Arlington. We're going to talk to you as well. If you're still trying to get through and the line is busy, please keep trying. I promise we will be taking your phone calls even after 7:30 at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds. We'll be back in a bit.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum. On SiriusXM Channel 141, I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our relationship discussion tonight. We're asking if you believe it's a good idea to remain friends with your ex. My guests are Monica Cope Ward, licensed clinical therapist and co-founder of the Relationship Boosters, and Tariq Omari Walton, licensed marriage and family therapist. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We were talking to Linda and Monica. I wanted to get a woman's perspective on what she was saying. She's waiting on her ex to get back with him. Your thoughts about that?
So it sounds to me like you are you the one that said you were divorced from this person?
Mm-hmm.
Amicable divorce?
Yeah.
Well, the first one, Cheryl said that she was divorced, but
Linda said she was divorced too.
Yeah, but, yeah, they're divorced, and now he's in Ohio and she's here.
Mm-hmm. Right. He's a widower.
Yeah, but they are still mm-hmm. good friends.
Best of friends.
Right. And she says she's saving herself for him.
The distance is real interesting. Whenever, you know, I hear like there's a distance in the relationship and like things are going great and you have a really good relationship now, but something happened that broke you up. Right. So my question would be, what is it that you're holding on to?
Yeah, and she's gone, unfortunately, but please, go ahead.
Yeah, what are you holding on to? Is there something about the relationship that you feel you still have to repair? You know, it just, there's a lot of questions that come up for me with situations like that, and you all are not even in the same state to even see each other on a daily basis, and it almost just, it sounds like, you know, there's really no healing that has taken place or that you weren't able to let
go. Sufficient healing, for
sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jada, calling from Upper Marlboro. Jada, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, thank you for having me.
Sure.
I'm calling in. I think I want to make the distinction. I don't know if you've touched on it already, but I think the distinction is really about being friendly versus being friends, because I think being friends entails a significant relationship or a relationship that has physical and emotional needs that are being met and an exchange of fulfillment on both parties. I think a lot of people are friendly with their exes, but they're not necessarily friends. They can communicate cordially if they see each other. They have no hard feelings. I think that's what a lot of the situations are, but they're confusing that for friendship.
No, we're definitely talking about friends, not friendly.
Ah.
No, yeah, and we kind of touched on that a little bit when we were talking about co-parenting. If a divorced couple has children together, that good co-parenting, and you can be friendly, you don't have to be friends. But no, we are definitely talking about friendship after divorce or a long committed relationship.
Then I think it would definitely be more appropriate to be solely friendly rather than actually being in a friendship, because I feel like if you're going to move on into a healthy functioning relationship thereafter, just having the past move forward with you wouldn't be healthy for the next relationship.
Okay. Jada, thank you so much. What do you guys think about that?
I think that friendship does, you know, going back to what's the definition of friendship? A friendship is it's a mutual relationship between two people where, you know, you spend time together. There's a sense of cohesion. Like, you feel like maybe, you know, you're getting something from that relationship. There's like, you know, some level of give and take. It's not necessarily intimate. But it has to be maintained. There's work that goes into that type of relationship too.
Interesting.
So, with that said, if, you know, two people decide to stay in a relationship together and they are exes, now, you know, turn, you know, friends, some people are just not able to get with that.
Yeah.
You know, what that looks like on a daily basis. And, you know, I have couples that it becomes a real problem. You know, every relationship has problems, obviously, but that's one of the things that comes up often is how people maintain relationships with people outside of their primary relationship. And social media, we haven't even touched on that, but that's another, you know, level of, you know,
friendship.
Maintaining friendships and keeping in touch. And it's really about how you handle those, you know, having those boundaries and how you handle those discussions with your primary relationship. The destructive behaviors that tend to break people up. Tend to come up when people are having these relationships outside of their primary relationship, and they're not respecting one another's boundaries. They're avoiding having the tough conversations. People are not being honest. Those types of things.
Yeah, I think one thing I really like that Jada said was that, you know, there is the difference between being a friend and friendly. With friends, there is an emotional level to it, you know. Mm-hmm. So if you're being friends, there is a level of emotional intimacy. But the difference between being in a relationship and friendship is that there's no illusion of physical intimacy with a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can have a friend and just have this emotional, you know, emotional relationship all the time, where you guys are connected in that way, but you're not thinking that's going to lead to anything more physical. Once you cross that physical intimacy line, it's no longer just a friendship. And when you have someone, it sounds like what Linda was talking about, she's maintaining that hope of something much more intimate and much more physical in the future. That's not a friendship anymore. You're looking for something beyond just a friendship at that
right.
point.
And I guess the question, and it's unfortunate that we don't have her on the line anymore, but the question is, does he know that she is waiting
that's
for
a
him?
Good point.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. Ty. Calling from Arlington, Virginia. Ty, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Ty, are you there? Give me a call back if you can. Let's go to Nia, calling from D.C. Nia, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
How are you? Actually, it's Mia. But this is going to come from a different perspective. I'm actually transgender. And my exes, when our relationship ended, it morphed into more of a family situation.
Hmm.
For whatever reason, my exes, they always wanted to sort of keep that tie in with me. I wasn't really keen with it. You know, I wasn't in a relationship with anyone else. But if I was, my take on that would be, first of all, if one goes into a relationship with someone else and you decide, because life is about choices and decisions, so one would have to make a decision, first of all, do I want to continue this dialogue with this individual, depending on how the relationship ended? Okay, and if you choose to do so, you know, the other half of that would be, if you're in a relationship with someone else, it would depend on the aesthetics of your new relationship and how strong that foundation is. Okay, that's number two. Now, if you're in a relationship with someone else, a new person, and you have a strong foundation, then there should be an undergirding of integrity. And if you live by integrity, then that means that you could, you know, and if your partner is okay with that, that's fine. You can have that dialogue with your ex if that's something that one chooses to do. But, you know, living under integrity, that means that you're not going to do anything to jeopardize your current relationship, if that makes any sense to you.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think it really comes down to trust. You know, you're talking about trust here, and your new mate being able to trust you. But the only way your new mate can trust you is they recognize that you know how to maintain those boundaries. If you show them that you have a hard time maintaining boundaries, they're not going to trust you. Mm-hmm. So you can say to them, yeah, you know, I'm friends with my ex. Why would they trust you if they know that you can't maintain boundaries?
Mm-hmm. And you would also have to have, as you said, Monica, you have to have those... I was talking actually to one of my panelists. Monica was saying earlier that you have to have those tough conversations.
Right. And you want to make sure that your relationship is strong. You know, that the key elements in your own relationship are there. The trust, the friendship. There's certain things that need to be present in your relationship so that it is strong and that it will be successful. With that in place, then, you know, it probably wouldn't even be a question of, you know, mm-hmm. who you're talking to. And because your trust would be there, you will have built that foundation. And
mm-hmm. and part of that, too, is do you trust yourself? I think one thing that you run into a lot of times where people don't trust their current with maintaining a friendship with their ex is that they don't trust themselves. They know what they would do if the shoe was on the other foot, and they can't be trusted. Mm-hmm. So it makes it hard for them to trust the other person. So you may have a strong foundation in relationship, but because you have your own trust issues, mm-hmm. you may not be comfortable with your current having a relationship with their ex.
Mm-hmm. Mia, thank you so much for sharing with us. I appreciate that. Gosh, lots of calls tonight on this. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Veronica calling from Clarksburg. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes. I just recently ran into an ex that I used to date back. I was 20, and he was 20, and I was 20. So we just ran into each other. We were dating back in 88. And so anyway, we connected. He was divorced, and I'm single, so we connected. But when we connected back, I found out he's a diabetic, and I'm very sexually active, and he doesn't have I'm going to keep it nice, the equipment is not working.
Mm.
So, yes. So my question is, I asked him to, you know, it seemed like he fell back in love again, but I expressed to him that I'm very sexually active, but he still wants me to be there, and he still wants us to get back together, so...
Wait a minute. Let me make sure I'm clear. You said he has fallen in love again with you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I see.
And he wants you to be there in what way?
Yes. He wants me to be, more or less, he wants us to get back. He wants me to be his woman. And he's predicting that, you know, we could get married in 2 years. And I'm like, let's slow it down a little bit, because we were young, and I caught him cheating back then.
Mm-hmm.
We were 20, okay, and I put, you know, we were young, and he cheated on me. So I walked away from it, and I had not seen him since. And I just ran into him back about 2 months ago.
Right.
And we went out. He came to my house. We had sex, and it was, the equipment wasn't working. So
is that the only reason that you are not considering it, because his equipment isn't working?
Well,
I mean, you know, you can be honest with us.
We all family.
What am I going to do? I mean, I'm very sexually active, and his equipment's not working. So
it's important for you to be happy. You know,
you can't
take on his issues with you too. And yes, he may really want to be with you. You have to ask yourself, do you really want to be with him? Beyond just the lack of equipment functioning properly, do you really want to be with him in other ways? And that's what it really comes down to. Can you work those other things out? But it doesn't sound like you're even that into him right now. Am I right?
I mean, I was feeling him a little bit, and then when we went to have sex and that's...
Hey.
Yeah, it's not going to work because...
Be happy, girl. You go ahead and be happy now.
I know, but then, okay, but this is what he does. I explained that to him, and he's still trying to, you know, convince me. Like, every morning he texts me, good morning. Every night, good night. And I don't talk to him throughout the day, because I don't want to keep leading him on, knowing that I want...
He's trying to redeem himself.
I'm sorry.
He's trying to redeem himself. That's what that's about. He wants to redeem himself. If he knows that he didn't come correct the first time,
he messed up.
He's definitely trying to redeem himself.
So the other question I would have is, you know, have you communicated this to him? Have you explained to him that you're not looking for something long term? You have.
Yes, I did. I told him that.
Okay.
Yeah, I was honest with him, because at first he was trying to claim me like this woman, and I'm like, wait a minute, you know, we haven't seen each other in a long time, so let's take it slow, because, you know, a lot of things may have changed. I got to get to know you again, and you have to get to know me again, because we're talking 1988, okay, so...
Yeah, yes, it's been a while.
Yeah, I'm sure things were quite different back then.
For all of us.
that was pre-iPad. But I think you do make a great point. But and like, you know, Tariq said, you have to be happy, but I think you also have to decide what you want.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I don't want to hurt his feelings, because I know that's probably already bothering him as a man, you know.
It is.
You know, that's
it is.
But how do I really get across to him that, and I told him.
Well, hold on. Ask your question, because I've got to move on. What's your question real quick? Because I'm going to let Monica handle the question.
Okay, how do I actually let him know without hurting his feelings? You know, I mean, I've tried.
Monica?
You have to be honest, and you really have to keep your feelings, you know, under control in this aspect. I think that it's remarkable that you want to make sure you're not hurting his feelings, and that's very kind of you. But you have to be able to, you know, stick to your own boundaries, you know, and trust that when you make a decision about something, that you've done your due diligence to think through it, and that it's not even about hurting his feelings, but it's really about, you know, you, like Tariq was saying, being happy.
Right. Well, good luck, Veronica, and and we thank you for being so transparent and sharing with us this evening. I appreciate your phone call. Let me go to Tricia. Tricia calling from Arlington, Virginia. Tricia, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes. I just wanted to say that I think you can be friends with your ex. And I think you can, I think you can be friends with the ex. It depends on how the breakup was, and it depends on, you know, the relationship of the other party, because, you know, some men and some women can have a harsh breakup, and when they have kids involved, then they have a harsh breakup, then the other party, maybe the woman can, you know, she don't want the man to have no one else because she want him to, you know, to be cordial to the kids, or either vice versa. So when you have that, like you said, or like the other party was saying I was listening to earlier, you do have to, the man have to really put his foot down if he's going to be dating someone else and say that, you know, look, we do have kids involved, and this is what it's going to be, A, B, C, D. But if he got a psychopath, it's going to be difficult for him to kind of like put his foot down, because he's going to always be in that, you know, he's going to always have to deal with that psychopath, no matter, you know, if the kids is involved.
Well, let's say even without the use of the term psychopath, maybe the relationship with the ex is just a difficult one. And,
right,
and yeah, right, and emotional. And so, but I think that, yeah, and this is the next point that I wanted to make, because for most of this conversation, we've been talking about the exes, but
right.
What impact might this have, not on, as one of the previous callers said, about having a solid foundation in a new relationship, but can friendships with exes prevent you from having new relationships? I mean, even possibly giving you pause as you try to date.
Oh yeah. I mean, if you haven't properly let go of that previous relationship, I mean, again, you have to ask yourself, why are you maintaining a friendship with this person? Were you guys friends to begin with before you even got into a relationship, and you want to hold on to that? Or did you discover along the way that you were better friends than lovers? You have to figure out why you are trying to maintain a relationship with this person in any form or fashion. And when you move on to the next relationship, you have to make sure that your emotions are in check with this person. If you are maintaining that friendship, that's all it can be. It can't be, I'm waiting for, you know, for them to get out of this situation, and I'll do this on the side for now. It can be none of that. It has to be very cut and clear that this is what it is. Put it in this little box, tie it up, and keep it real neat, and that's it. But if you're trying to maintain multiple relationships at the same time, none of them are going to work out properly.
Mm-hmm. Tricia, thank you so much for sharing with us. I appreciate your phone call. Paula calling from Oxon Hill. Paula, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, I had a 10-year relationship, and a child came about, and I broke it off because I saw it was cheating. And what I would say, he was bitter and resentful for maybe a couple of years. And I guess when he realized that that he was, maybe I would say, at fault or whatever, he...
Hold on, back up. Let me stop you there. You were at fault because what? What do you mean you were at fault?
No, I said when he maybe figure out that he was at fault.
Oh, he was at fault.
He was the one that cheated.
I see. Okay, yeah, that. Okay, so please go ahead quickly. You can finish.
Uh huh. And so he came around, and then he started to be more of a person. He would communicate differently than what he was doing at first, but now we are friends and we talk about anything and everything, and he is married and I am married, and he has a good relationship with our daughter. And what I would say is, if you have a breakup for something like cheating or, you know, something really detrimental, that you should not try to go back, because they just don't change overnight.
Hmm. Okay, Monica, so, your thoughts about that?
I can see where you're coming from with saying that. So I just wanted to kind of go back with what you were saying. You have a friendship; both of you are in relationships now, and it sounds like it's working out for you. That's good. And I think that, you know, we're not necessarily saying you shouldn't have your ex can't be friends, or that it's going to cause your primary relationship that you're in now to break up. what will lead to the breakup is, you know, the how you are maintaining or behaving in your relationship. So it's not a matter that you have your friends, your ex is your friend that's going to lead to your demise, so to speak. It's really about how you handle conflict, you know, or discussions around
that. Well, all of us get along.
And that's good. You're not hiding each other from, you know, each other, and you're able to. So that's.
And I think the one thing that Paula brought up that, you know, was absolutely brilliant is when she described how he's a better communicator now and recognizing that people do evolve, they do change, they do grow. And I think in order to have a healthy relationship with the ex, there has to be some kind of growth with that person. There's a reason why you guys broke up. And you may need that initial time to kind of separate yourselves and, you know, move on with your lives and just heal and everything. But if you do come back into a friendship, there has to be some kind of growth. There has to be a way that you guys can communicate differently, can get along differently. This may be somebody who's a confidant for you, and that's what you kind of lean on them for, but there has to have been some kind of growth in order to move on into a healthy friendship.
Paula, thank you so much for your phone call, and good luck to you. One of the things, when you talk about boundaries also, particularly for people who have been married for a long time, even if you go your separate ways, that other person has relationships with people in your family. But can you, but the problem may have been between you and the spouse, but not the ex-spouse and your mother, or the ex-spouse and your father. How is it appropriate to say, well, I don't like this person anymore, so mom and daddy, I don't want you talking to them, if they, if their relationship is still fine? How do you deal with that? And what are the residual effects of an ex-spouse still communicating with family members that love him or her, and, or family members in his or her family that you still are connected with?
I mean, I think that goes back to what we were saying earlier. As long as they can maintain that relationship and those ties, as long as it doesn't interfere with you being able to move on. If your mother loves your ex so much that she cannot stand anybody else that you bring around, that's problematic. That's not giving the new person a chance. That's not fair to them. And so that's where the boundaries really have to come between the ex and your family. You know, making sure that they're not interfering with your future relationships because it's still tied up to the other person.
Right. And people can be really, you know, nasty. Like, they may get used, they have, may have gotten used to, and, you know, your ex and expected y'all to be together because they have grown that attachment with the ex. And then, you know, they will come off at your new partner as, you know, you're not good enough, or they may say things out of their mouth that are, you know, not appropriate. So it really is important for everybody just to have respect, you know, respect that you've moved on, and, you know, that you need them to recognize that, you know, the ex is in the past and there's no going back to that. Because if the person is not being upfront and honest themselves with the family members, then that can cause confusion as well.
Yeah, you know, you know what your mother's saying, boy, you, your potato salad ain't as good as his ex-wife's potato salad.
Exactly.
But that's the point, too. They have to grieve that relationship. Your parents have to grieve your relationship as well and move on beyond that. They can have a friendship with them just like you can have a friendship with them as long as everyone's grieved it and moved on and they actually have healthy boundaries with one another. But a lot of people don't grieve. They don't take the time. They hold on to that person. Yeah, they're going to make a comment about the potato salad because they're still holding on to that person. They haven't moved on yet. They have. Everyone has to move on in order for it to become healthy.
Or you don't also want them inviting the ex to Thanksgiving dinner and not telling you, for example. And then you show up with... There it is.
Like, why are you here?
So, I only have a few more minutes here. Some final thoughts about how to establish a good friendship, with, you know, with those boundaries, if you've moved past the hurt and the pain of the separation or the divorce. What does that conversation look like to you, Tariq?
Again, I think you have to take that time to heal. If you haven't healed, if you haven't processed the relationship and the ending of the relationship, then it's going to be almost impossible to have a healthy friendship after that. So you have to process that. You have to take the time, allow yourself to heal, allow yourself to grieve, and move on before you try to reestablish that connection. I think what happens is oftentimes people try and reestablish or hold on to that connection throughout the entire grieving process, and they've never let go. You have to let go. You have to create something brand new with this person. It can't be based off of what you had before. It has to be a brand new relationship. Now it's a friendship. It's not romantic. And so you have to let all that stuff go, heal from that, and then take that next step into an actual friendship.
Right. As far as the conversation that you would have with each other, it may be an ongoing conversation, but one that needs to be an open and honest one, you know, and being willing to kind of listen to one another about how you feel about, you know, having friends with the ex or have your partner having friendships with the ex. And not necessarily closing the idea off if that's something, you know, that your partner feels strongly about, but being willing to hear the point of view. That's the start, is to be able to listen and hear and not, you know, put your own feelings into that, mm-hmm. you know, or not to personalize it.
Right.
If a person is willing to be open and honest with you, then that's a step in the right direction for your relationship to build to a strong level.
Mm-hmm. I am concerned about, I believe it was Linda who said she was mm-hmm. waiting for her ex mm-hmm. and indeed whether or not he knows that she mm-hmm. is waiting, because she could, if she tells him, he may say, well, that's good to know, and maybe they could begin to revisit that. Mm-hmm. But if she doesn't tell him mm-hmm. and he doesn't know and he's not interested in that, she could be setting herself up
yeah.
for additional heartbreak.
And right? That was the thing that wasn't so clear,
right.
Is what is that conversation? How, you know, have you let him know what you're thinking about the future?
Yeah, she should tell him, particularly mm-hmm. while he's still in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank both of you, Monica Cope Ward and Tariq Omari Walton, for talking to us. This has been an absolutely fascinating conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We took it all the way back to 1980.
Yes! That was wonderful.
Summer 88.
Yes, indeed, Monica. You remember that 19. Yes.
Oh, that summer, man. We can go through a whole music list from that summer.
I was just thinking.
You know, that was a great summer for music.
Yeah, that's right.
Michael Jackson.
That's right. You were still in junior high school.
Yes. I'll Be Sure. And New Edition. Oh, that was a good summer. New Jack Swing era.
That's when you still had hair.
And so did you.
Look, thank you both for coming in. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, May 3rd. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection. Good night. And